3. Baptista gets married. That same afternoon, Charles Stowe and Baptista Truthen travel by train to the town of Truffle. Charles was, surprisingly, very careful of appearances and found a room for Baptista in a different house from where he was staying. On Sunday, they went to church and then walked around the town. On Monday, Charles made the arrangements, and by 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning, they were husband and wife. For the first time in her life, Baptista had gone against her parents' wishes. She went cold with fear when she thought of their first meeting with her new husband. But she felt she had to tell them as soon as possible. And now, the most important thing was to get home to St. Maria's. So, in a great hurry, they packed their bags and caught the train to Penzethe. They arrived 2 hours before the boat left, so, to pass the time, they decided to walk along the cliffs a little way. It was a hot summer day, and Charles wanted to have a swim in the sea. Baptista did not like the idea of sitting alone while he swam. "But I'll only be a quarter of an hour," Charles said, and Baptista passively accepted this. She sat high up on the cliffs and watched him go down a footpath, disappear, appear again, and run across the beach to the sea. She watched him for a moment, then stared out to sea, thinking about her family. They were probably not worried about her because she had sometimes missed the boat before, but they were expecting her to arrive today and to marry David Herdegan tomorrow. "How angry Father will be," she thought miserably. "And Mother will say I've made a terrible mistake. I almost wish I hadn't married Charles in that moment of madness. Oh, dear, what have I done?" This made her think of her new husband, and she turned to look for him. He did not appear to be in the sea anymore, and she could not see him on the beach. By this time she was frightened, and she climbed down the path as quickly as her shaking legs could manage. On the beach she called two men to help her, but they said they could see nothing at all in the water. Soon she found the place where Charles had left his clothes, but by now the sea had carried them away. For a few minutes she stood there without moving. There was only one way to explain this sudden disappearance. Her husband had drowned. And as she stood there, it began to seem like a terrible dream, and the last 3 days of her life with Charles seemed to disappear. She even had difficulty in remembering his face. How unexpected it was, meeting him that day, she thought. And the wedding, did I really agree to it? Are we really married? It all happened so fast. She began to cry, still standing there on the beach. She did not know what to do, or even what to think. Finally, she remembered the boat, and catching the boat home seemed the easiest thing to do. So she walked to the station, arranged for someone to carry her luggage, and went down to the boat. She did all this automatically, in a kind of dream. Just before the boat left, she heard part of a conversation which made her sure that Charles was dead. One passenger said to another, "A man drowned here earlier today, you know. He swam out too far, they say. A stranger, I think. Some people in a boat saw him, but they couldn't get to him in time." The boat was a long way out to sea before Baptista realised that Mr. Herdegan was on the boat with her. She saw him walking towards her and quickly took the wedding ring off her left hand. "I hope you're well, my dear," he said. He was a healthy, red-faced man of 55. "I wanted to come across to meet you. What bad luck that you missed the boat on Saturday." And Baptista had to agree and smile and make conversation. Mr. Herdegan had spoken to her before she was ready to say anything. Now the moment had passed. When the boat arrived, her parents were there to meet her. Her father walked home beside Mr. Herdegan, while her mother walked next to Baptista, talking all the time. "I'm so happy, my child," said Mrs. Truthen in her loud, cheerful voice, "that you kept your promise to marry Mr. Herdegan. How busy we've been! But now things are all ready for the wedding, and a few friends and neighbours are coming in for supper this evening." Again, the moment for confessing had passed, and Baptista stayed silent. When they reached home, Mrs. Truthen said, Now, Baptista, hurry up to your room and take off your hat, then come downstairs. I must go to the kitchen. The young woman passively obeyed her mother's orders. The evening was a great success for all, except Baptista. She had no chance to tell her parents the news, and it was already much more difficult than it had been at first. By the end of the evening, when all the neighbours had left, she found herself alone in her bedroom again. She had come home with much to say, and had said none of it. She now realised that she was not brave enough to tell her story, and, as the clock struck midnight, she decided it should stay untold. Morning came, and when she thought of Charles, it was more with fear than with love. Her mother called from downstairs, "Baptista, time to get up. Mr. Hedegan will be at the church in 3/4 of an hour. Baptista got out of bed, looked out of the window, and took the easy way. She put her best clothes on, confessed nothing, and kept her promise to marry David Hedegan.